Texas Tech researchers were among the first to wade into the oily waters of the Gulf of Mexico after last summer's Deepwater Horizon oil spill. On this episode of Academicast, we look at two separate studies. I'm Leslie Cranford. The Gulf of Mexico Research Initiative is funding a Texas Tech project to collect samples of a common bait fish this summer. The project, in conjunction with Tulane University, looks at how the oil and the dispersant used to break up the spill may have affected the reproductive status of fish. Biology professor James Carr's team is using killifish to act as a sentinel species because they breed continuously throughout the summer.
If there are any potential effects on the reproductive status of these fish, we should pick it up in the killifish. And likewise, if we see effects in the killifish, then that may indicate that other fish species, including larger kinds of game fish and commercial fish, may be impacted.
Carr's team will collect Gulf killifish at oil-impacted sites off of southern Louisiana, as well as sites not hit by the oil near southeast Texas. And at the Texas Tech Institute of Environmental and Human Health, researchers have published a study how the oil impacts duck eggs. The study was published in July in Environmental Toxicology and Chemistry, the peer-reviewed flagship journal of the Society of Environmental Toxicology and Chemistry. Researchers recovered oil off of the Alabama coast about a month after the spill. Here in Lubbock, they coated fertilized mallard duck eggs with the oil. Their findings? A coating as small as 8 to 9% of the shell surface resulted in a mortality rate of about 50%. The scientists also found that the longer the oil remained at sea and was exposed to weather, the less toxic it is to the eggs. Chemistry professor Guigan Lee has received a 4-year, $1 million grant from the National Institutes of Health to study more cost-effective ways to prepare stereospecific compounds for enhanced therapeutic benefit. The experimental purification concept, called gap chemistry or group assistant purification, could speed up drug production in the future as well as cut costs. Lee says that it can take more time to purify the compounds used to make the drugs than it does to manufacture the actual drugs. The new purification technique he helped create could make drug discovery faster and more cost-effective. With agriculture officials projecting drought-related losses reaching more than $3 billion across Texas, two new web-based programs developed by Texas Tech's Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics will help West Texas and Panhandle farmers better utilize their water resources. The first program utilizes the dozens of Texas Tech Mesonet weather stations scattered across the region. Cotton, corn, sorghum, and wheat producers can track soil moisture in real time to develop customized irrigation schedules for specific fields. The second tool helps producers determine which crops will maximize the profit potential of a given field. This month's Integrated Scholars Love for Learning formed early. In the third grade, Janet Perez knew she would earn a doctorate. Today, she is a noted scholar in Spanish literature. Provost Bob Smith has more on Dr. Perez and how her research intertwines with her teaching.
Professor Janet Perez has had numerous experiences in academia. She is currently the Paul Whitfield Horn Professor of Romance Languages and the Qualia Chair of Spanish in the Department of Classical and Modern Languages and Literature at Texas Tech. Even as a young girl, Professor Perez believed that she could excel in academic studies. And with her lifelong passion for writing and Spanish language and literature, it's no surprise that Professor Perez has exceeded even her own expectations, amassing an impressive set of achievements that have propelled her into the ranks of a truly notable integrated scholar.
I knew from the time I was a very small child that I was going to get my PhD because school was the most important thing in the world to me. I knew that I was going to go as far as you could go. I found out when I was in third grade that going as far as you could go was getting a PhD, and I told my third grade teacher, I'm going to get my PhD.
Dr. Perez came to Texas Tech in 1977 as a visiting professor from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She only had a commitment to stay for a year, but Perez grew fond of the university and the city of Lubbock and decided to leave her position at UNC Chapel Hill to work full-time at Texas Tech. By the time she started teaching at TTU, Professor Perez had already contributed a significant higher education milestone in becoming the first female in 200 years to be hired full-time in the Romance Languages Department at UNC Chapel Hill. Now, after 34 years at Texas Tech, Professor Perez has developed an enviable record in teaching, research, and service. Throughout her career, Perez has taught a variety of undergraduate and graduate-level courses, including her favorites, 19th and 20th century Spanish literature. In addition, she has supervised the completion of a large number of master's theses and doctoral dissertations, and has mentored many students and faculty through the Texas Tech Teaching Academy.
I was one of the founding members of the Teaching Academy. Mainly, it's been working with students and mentoring students in particular, and mentoring junior faculty. This is something that, to me, is very important. And so I've mentored a lot of junior women faculty, and not necessarily in my department, although in my department also.
Besides teaching, Dr. Perez is active in writing and editing. She has served as editor of the journal Hispania, which has a worldwide subscription of greater than 14,000. She has also held the founding co-editorship of the Monographic Review. Professor Perez is currently working on two research projects, including the second part of a volume of one completed in 1996 entitled Modern and Contemporary Spanish Poets. She is also working on a book entitled The Novel of Spanish Exile.
I have two book-length projects. One of them came with me from the University of North Carolina. So it's been around a while. And this is the literature of exile. And it's mainly the exile from the Spanish Civil War. And Spanish Civil War, interestingly enough, although it was kind of small potatoes compared to World War II, many historians have seen it as kind of the dress rehearsal for World War II. And it was very, very inspiring to people that were defending the Republican side, particularly the international brigades. I met people that were exiles or that had been in jail because they were on the Republican side. And I became very interested in it. And I started researching it and collecting works. Of course, that was totally illegal in Spain under Franco. And so the first many times I went to Spain, it was the Franco dictatorship still, up till 75. I had made I don't know how many trips to Spain, and I spent two or three years there, close succession, learning about conditions under Franco and meeting people who were writing there, and also finding out about the things you could not talk about and the censorship and how it worked. And I started collecting all of this information, and I never had time to write it. So last year, when I had the faculty development leave, my project was the literature of exile. I want to write up at least some of the stuff that I have.
When describing her work ethic, Dr. Perez admits she is a workaholic. However, she also says that the best way to manage her time as an integrated scholar is to interconnect research and teaching topics and efforts.
I'm a workaholic, but it's also trying to find things that have some overlap. Do research in areas that I teach, and then teach authors that I have researched and add them to courses. So you have the overlap there.
It is axiomatic to say that Professor Janet Perez is a dedicated scholar in the field of Spanish language and literature, as demonstrated through her numerous publications and outstanding achievement awards. But probably less apparent to the outside world is how she has been able to blend this passion and commitment with teaching and service during her academic career. We would like to thank Dr. Perez for her integrated scholarship and contributions to Texas Tech and beyond. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. Texas Tech has one of the best meat judging teams in the world. The team won the title world champion recently by taking first place at the Australian Intercollegiate Meat Judging Contest. All 13 team members placed among the event's top 15 contestants. That's all for this edition of Academic Cast. Join us in 2 weeks for more research and academic news. I'm Leslie Cranford for Texas Tech University.